Back in June, after some last-minute deal-making, Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders came up with some broader rules regarding SUNY's oversight of charter schools. In the fall, SUNY Charter Schools Committee used the new law to propose and then pass regulations giving some SUNY-authorized charter school networks the ability to create their own teacher certification standards. The changes had been pushed by the charter school community for a variety of reasons, including problems retaining teachers and problems attracting teachers of color. But the education establishment saw the new regulations as a diminishment of teacher standards and an end run around their own certification rules. So earlier this month, State Ed and the Board of Regents filed a legal complaint against SUNY in Albany County Supreme Court. They're challenging the new certification regulations on two fronts. They're saying that they violate existing education law and that the Charter School Committee violated the State Administrative Procedure Act when approving them. Today, we're going to hear two perspectives on the case. In just a few minutes, we'll hear Joseph Belloc. He is the head of the SUNY Charter Schools Committee. Right now, we welcome the chair of the Assembly's Higher Education Committee, Deborah Glick. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Happy to be with you.
So how did the legislature, give us a little history lesson. Why did the legislature get involved in this issue to begin with? Do you know?
Well, first of all, since we will be talking about teachers, let me say that once again, this horrific shooting in Florida and the fact that teachers once again are being first responders points out exactly how important it is for serious and extended training for teachers is.
I'm glad that you brought it up. Teachers get a bad rap, and they have put their lives on the line in many of these shootings. In fact, teachers have died, including in Parkland.
Yes, and I think that their dedication has not been properly respected for at least a decade or more. And I think that it needs to be, the public needs to be reminded that these are dedicated professionals.
Do you think that part of the reason why there is a coming teacher shortage in certain subject matters has to do with the lack of respect for teachers, Deborah Glick?
Well, I certainly think that it is a part of it. Teachers are under tremendous pressure. And the political class, of which I am a part, has used teachers as a convenient whipping boy. And it is unfortunate. And teachers do not encourage young people to necessarily go into the profession, as well as the fact that they're in some areas, particularly in sciences and math, there is tremendous competition for the brightest and best to go into, corporate positions. So we do have a problem, and the answer to the problem is not to find a fast track with less training and less rigorous standards as a way of filling positions. There are other reasons why there are retention issues.
I want to get to that in a minute. Back to the shooting, since you brought it up, and I'm glad that you did. There are some people who are saying, look, one of the ways to ensure that children and teachers are not killed in these shootings is to bolster the security efforts around schools. And there are people, including Simke Felder in the state Senate, who say, look, we need all kinds of barriers. We need security guards or policemen. We need metal detectors. Is that the answer?
Well, I think solving what is very obviously a very broad social problem is not going to be, one kind of fix. I don't think it is helpful and useful to turn our schools into mini prisons. That's not the environment that engenders open and free exploration. But obviously in some places, the communities have asked for and have gotten metal detectors. I don't know that that actually has made things safer per se, but it probably does reduce the amount of weapons that could find their way into those buildings. I think that, you know, other countries do not have these problems, and they have a much restricted, you know, and frankly, we had an assault weapons ban up until the Bush administration, and prior to that, we did not have the number of mass shootings that we have experienced since then.
So you're saying perhaps go back to the assault weapons ban?
Well, you know, look, military style weapons are not needed by civilians, and it is certainly law enforcement broadly is in favor of reducing access. They are the ones who have come under fire and been outgunned in too many instances. So, you know, you just look around the world, they do not have the same degree of problems in other
countries,
society.
Sure. We are talking to the chair of the Assembly's Higher Education Committee, Deborah Glick. Let's move on to the promised topic, which is that this legal complaint against SUNY in Albany County Supreme Court about the new teacher certifications. Can you remind us how the legislature first got involved in this?
This was, you know, clearly a gubernatorial move going back to Pataki. The legislature was not in favor of having more than the State Education Department, which is the appropriate venue, review charters for charter schools. And adding SUNY was a, you know, the governors do not control the State Education Department. They do control State University, and Governor Pataki added that, as well as the city of New York, because then the current mayor was, at the time, was also in favor of having that authority. We should have one means of certifying teachers, one means of establishing appropriate standards, and the SUNY Charter Committee, a subset of the SUNY Board of Trustees, really wound up with that authority first because the board felt it was constantly overwhelmed by charter school issues, and so they said, you know, let's just let the committee be bothered with it. And then between the charter school advocates and Governor Cuomo, they pushed that into legislation at the 11th hour. And, you know, you make bad decisions when you're in a rush at the absolute 11th hour. Frankly, the governor and his people are very good at running out the clock and then insisting for three more things at the very end. So this was clearly a sop to the charter community and the funders behind them.
You've been a vocal critic of these regulations. Tell us why.
Because I believe that there should, every child, regardless of what school they are in, deserves a well-trained and fully qualified teacher. The charter schools say, well, we can't keep teachers. You know, it's a problem keeping teachers in any system, but the answer isn't to allow a quick fix by having less rigorous standards in order to become a qualified. These are not teachers who could teach in a public school, so clearly they would not be certified for teaching outside of charter schools. So why are we giving charter school students less fully trained teachers?
Why are charters having a problem retaining teachers, Deborah Glick?
Well, you know, I think there are probably a lot of reasons. Some of the issues, I think, are around some of the charter school networks have overly strict methodology and disciplinary rules, and I think that people who want to educate kids do not want to be strict disciplinarians and feel that that stifles their ability to be more free in teaching and having more latitude. And they certainly do not, you know, some of the stuff that's come out of some of the charter schools are, you know, high suspension rates for second graders. People who want to educate find that abhorrent.
There are also some of the charter school advocates are saying, well, this is another way of getting teachers of color into the classrooms. How do you respond?
I think that we've made a committed effort through My Brother's Keeper to attract more teachers of color. And I think that, you know, again, they're in the effort for corporate diversity. We the education system is competing for, you know, very bright and talented people across the board. We need to do more to elevate teachers as respected professionals. And we will see people who want to give back to their communities, a very diverse range of people, if we in fact provide that support for teachers and not treat them as the reason for every social ill.
So just a few specifics in the time we have left. In what important ways are the new in-house teacher certification standards different from the ones that State Ed has come up with? Just give us one or two.
Well, you're eligible with a BA without achieving a master's in any particular time. And for most public schools, you have to be on track or hold a master's degree. There are fewer hours required, and there are a number of courses and tests. I mean, we went to get a certification from State Education Department. You have to pass a series of qualifying exams to ensure that you have in fact attained certain levels, and that though none of those tests apply. And there are some additional diversity trainings or the like that are also required that are not part of the this certification light.
Certification light, that's what you're calling this.
Skim milk certification.
Okay, so we're going to be speaking with Joe Bellick in a moment. What questions would you have for him if you were speaking to him now?
Well, you know, what the charter schools will always say, and Mr. Bellick will say, when you compare the test scores from charter schools, you will see that they are ahead of most of the public schools that are similarly situated. We have repeatedly asked if they track in any way that the cohort that entered the school is the same cohort that is actually taking the test, because it is clear that students who are not doing well are counseled out and are returned to the public schools. So that is the number one thing. When are they actually going to have a tracking to ensure these schools do not have the same number of English language learners? They do not have the same number of special education kids, special needs kids, and so that you cannot compare those numbers.
We have been speaking with Assemblymember Deborah Glick. She's the chair of the Assembly Higher Education Committee. I want to thank you again for joining us, and thank you for your comments at the top of the segment about what happened in Florida.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.